maybe under Jeff Grimes, you go a little bit more back to, you know, you can't totally revert back to retro 90s Barry Alvarez football, but you can at least work the tight ends in. You can establish the run. You know, you can use those big guys up front. I thought Luke Fickell was pretty honest in his assessment of that opening drive, the offensive line. They got what they wanted out of them, but they need to do better. And I do think during certain parts of the rest of the game, they didn't do as well.
Yeah.
But that being said, I think you finally saw the ability of Dylan Jones. I think they were looking for, and we mentioned it too before, Billy, you can't really do a total running back by committee. And I know a lot of people out there are probably going, oh, come on, bro. Like they had Moss and Fletcher back in the day, and they had, you know, James White, and they had, you know, Monte Ball, and they had all these guys in the backfield or whatever. But at some point, somebody's got to take the ball and take over. And for a long time, it was splitting carries between, what, two or three guys?
Yes.
Both of this year. I actually like the fact that they went with one guy and kind of rode him for a little bit, the hot hand, whatever you want to say, or had a game plan where this is our guy. And so at least they figured out maybe a few things where they had a little more of an identity today.
Yeah, and I thought this was especially the first drive. Again, the first drive couldn't have gone much better for the Badgers as you march down the field and you are able to establish the ground game, the physicality, a 75-yard touchdown drive in which you're powering the football. And that's a script that gets written during the bye week, during the week of prep. And if you're looking at some positives, that's absolutely one. They followed the script, and it was a good one. It was one that worked out well. However, in a game in which you have 6 3 and outs, including first four to start the second half, in a game that's a one-score game, I'm talking to Mike Heller during halftime, and it's one in which you thought Michigan was going to do what they kind of did on that first drive.
Oh, Billy,
they were
going to
reestablish what they had, an 11-play, 66-yard drive. It chews off over 5.5 minutes. Yep. They miss the field goal. You come out of that.
Yep.
Even if that would have gone through the uprights, it's still a one-score game, and you're right there. Fickell said it during halftime, make this a four-quarter game. Sadly, unable to do that because there was just far too little offensively. But again, in a game, in a program that you're not going to pump your chest over a game where you kept it within the number. Right. Like, this isn't a battle, even though some might have called that the cover play on the field goal in the final 3.5 minutes.
Yeah.
But it's one where that's not what you're going to be prideful of.
Right.
But you do need to, and I thought Matt and Mark alluded to it a number of different times, you have to put benchmarks together and stepping stones where you're trying to rebuild this thing right now. And this is one where you won't feel, this is going to be good film for you to go back at, because there are some positives, albeit in a difficult, frustrating result.
And I'll take it the other direction because you kind of hinted at it. So now I'll go. I started a little more on the positive end. Here's the more, whether you want to call it negative, whether you want to call it critical, whatever you want to call it, what, you know, rubber meets the road, whatever it is, Billy. As much as I love the 12-play, 75-yard drive to start this game, you kind of touched on it. You did little of nothing offensively to follow that up. Your next drive was 6 plays, 22 yards, and as you mentioned, 3 plays, punt. 5 plays, punt. 3 plays, punt. 4 plays, punt. That was the rest of your first half, and I think the 6-play drive was also a punt, too. So you punted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more times. 5 times in the first half alone.
Yeah.
After that very impressive drive, you can't do. You're right. It was a one score game, or it was tied, or you had the lead for a short amount of time, or you could have made things even more interesting. Did I expect them to win this game? No, I didn't expect them. But and ultimately, you look at the score and you look at some of the things they established. It was a little bit better. But there are some things that could have been a lot more better, and that would have been one of them. Billy, is, you just get into field goal range, have a little bit of a sustained drive and kick a field goal, and then really put pressure on the Wolverines to make plays.
No doubt about it. And being able to take the football away is still something that you're looking for and yearning for defensively, albeit in a game where the defense was pretty dang good and definitely locked up all outside of a 47-yard breakaway touchdown for a guy that, I don't know, might win the Heisman Trophy. He's definitely going to be, I think, in New York the way that he's putting it together. Badgers fall here today to the 20th-ranked Wolverines, 24-10. Our postgame show presented by your local Wisconsin Ford dealers continues in a moment. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Hey, Hey, Badger fans, this is Brian Butch. Just like the Badgers, Potosi Brewing Company knows what it means to be part of a winning team. That's why they created Varsity Golden Ale, brewed with Wisconsin Athletics in mind. And the results are in. In one short year, Varsity has become one of the top-selling golden ales in the state. Even better, sales of Varsity have created significant impact for Wisconsin student-athletes through NIL. So next time you're cheering on the Badgers, grab a Varsity Golden Ale and be part of the team.
Looking for seed that performs? FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans deliver top-tier performance, field-tested reliability, and trusted local FS expertise. Your local FS crop specialist is here from planting to harvest, helping you get the most out of every acre, every season. Seed that performs, support that delivers. Ask your local FS crop specialist about FS Envision and FS High Soy, or visit FSC.com to learn more.
This is your home for the Badgers.
It is good! He hit it!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Badger fans, from game day to getaway, Chevy SUVs are ready for all the adventure ahead. Like Trailblazer, a combination of bold styling and off-road capability. Plus, with its large touchscreen, your tech is always within reach. There's the feature-packed Trax, starting at $21,795. MSRP excludes tax, title, license, dealer fees, and optional equipment. Dealer sets final price. Visit BadgerlandChevy.com or see your Badgerland Chevy dealer, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Big Ten football returns to Madison this fall. The Wisconsin Badgers battle Iowa, Ohio State, Washington, and others to defend Camp Randall this season. From the grind of every snap to the roar of jump around, Badgers leave it all on the field. Be a part of all the tradition Wisconsin football has to offer. Single game tickets are available now at uwbadgers.com or by calling 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Together, we're Wisconsin like that.
You face a lot of challenges every day. Getting the right rental equipment for the job shouldn't be one of them. At Fabic Rents, we're built to support all your rental needs. We're ready when you are with tools and equipment, expert advice, and exceptional service wherever the job may take you. Our job at Fabic Rents is to make your job easier. Get what you need when you need it. Are you ready to get started? Find out how easy it is today. Visit FabicRents.com. That's FabicRents.com. Fabic Rents, ready when you are.
Giving back to the community is a pillar of Wisconsin athletics and one that we're proud to emulate here at Brewpub Lots and Matzah Pizza. As a proud partner of Wisconsin athletics, Brewpub is proud to announce our support of local heroes through our partnership with the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. With every purchase of the new Brewpub Patriot Pizza, we're helping support veterans, first responders, law enforcement officers, and their families during difficult times. Look for the new Brewpub Patriot Pizza today in your local grocery store and enjoy a great pizza for a greater cause.
Welcome back. It's the postgame show presented by your local Wisconsin Ford dealers. Badgers fall to the Wolverines today, 24-10 at the Big House in Michigan. A valiant effort here today. A quarterback change, one that we're going to talk about here inside the locker room reports with our friend Mike Heller as well as we continue. But before we do all that, take 10 seconds to allow our local stations to identify themselves. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Learfield.
This is WRCE AM 1450 in Richland Center, on FM at 107.7, on translator W299 CD, Richland Center.
Hunter Simmons gets the start here today, Lance Allen, and 18 of 29 for the former Slukey of Southern Illinois. I said it with Mike Heller during the halftime, and I beat this drum quite often on my daily show that there are positives to the transfer portal. One in which, in a world that we live and bask and sometimes soak too often in the negativity and the pessimism of things, this is a young man that a graduate transfer has the opportunity to go and test himself at the Division I level. I don't know that Hunter Simmons, even in his most optimistic viewpoints, thought that he was going to be the road starter in game five, second game of Big Ten play. But I thought the young man played with, as the head coach said, poise, and the moment wasn't too big for him. The ability to manage the first drive, I thought was pretty good. There just needs to be a tick more in the playmaking variety, but I thought I liked what I saw in the first half, 9 of 12, albeit the second half numbers leave some to be desired. I thought he performed well in a very difficult situation, some would say, to start out here.
Yeah, 18 of 29 overall, 177 yards, and the interception. What I liked about it, Billy, a couple of things. They kept it deathly quiet, like we said before. Like, nobody knew
big time
he was getting the start. People thought, okay, and I did kind of hint on the pregame show, maybe you see him at some point get mixed in, depending on how or what O'Neal did. But nobody said O'Neal wasn't going to start. So, you know, there's that. And then the other thing that I liked is, okay, yeah, you can't get locked on one guy, but I do like the fact that, as we were talking about, an identity, Dylan Jones getting the majority of the carries, 17 of 28 rushing attempts, but let's face facts, 17 of the running back carries today, which I thought was significant. Mm-hmm. And then Vinny Anthony, 9 catches, 97 yards. And you want the ball in that guy's hands as much as possible. No offense to Trench Kekahuna. No offense to some of the other weapons they have. But I think we've said it before. Vinny Anthony is the one guy, had a kick return for a touchdown. I think he is a playmaker. I think he's one of the if you say that you don't have a lot of tools in the toolbox or a lot of weapons or whatever, get that guy the ball in space as much as you possibly can. And at least Hunter Simmons recognized that, and I think they made a conscious effort to go to him and use that weapon properly.
Yeah, and in the 27-yarder in the second half, kick-started a little bit of a drive, moved you around a tick. Another one in the portal, there's a couple of guys on the defensive side. You know, Christian Allegro, I think we could give the defensive player the game away to
basically every
just
game,
about every week.
I think.
Stay tuned to the local, and we might have a different one. But, you know, Matthew Young's another guy who, from the Division III ranks of Bethel, one that's near and dear to my heart, comes here to the Big Ten, gets the opportunity to play for the hometown Badgers. The W means something. One sentiment that you've heard a lot from the front office and from the coaching staff that they want to find more guys of. Young's a dude that gets his opportunity again here today. And you don't want your safety leading you in tackles. Generally, that's not a great recipe. But the defense was good here today, and I thought he was big time getting a really, really powerful and productive, talented. I think the world of Justice Haynes. Got him out of the ground and onto the turf a number of times today.
9 tackles, 7 solo, and then Christian Allegro, once again, very active. 8 tackles, 4 solo. So, yeah, I think those two guys definitely led the charge. I also think Mason Rear, you know, with 5 tackles and then having 1 tackle for loss, has been active. Obviously, he did have
really a strip sack too earlier.
Yeah, you know, the one game where he obviously had the foolish penalty or whatever, but I think you live and learn from that, and you're going to give playmakers more opportunities. And he is a playmaker, Billy. He's had a couple of times where he's flashed at least the ability to maybe, you know, make a difference, flip the field. You want to see him create more turnovers. That's beside the point. But overall, I think there's some things to work with as far as that goes.
It is a good one to look at if you're the coaching staff, because there's a lot of positives still to grab from, albeit in a frustrating game, because it was one that, again, you've now hit this number, I think, to 8 consecutive opportunities missed at getting a win against a top 25 opponent. But it's another one where this feels like a talent deal, but not an outclassed situation. You've been there. You're just unable to get enough big plays in the middle of today's game to really stress the Wolverines and keep that student section in there. Interesting. I wonder if that's going to get discussed as much as sometimes it does as what happens between sections P and
O.
And O at Camp Randall. Yeah. Those Wolverine students decided to find themselves at an establishment pretty early. It felt like Mark and Matt were having some fun with that one as well. We're having some fun, albeit in a frustrating result at the Big House. Badgers fall 24-10 here today. Local Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame continues in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
It's a bird bash at Pottawatomie. Thursdays, you could win up to $50,000 cash in the Bird Bash game show. Just play with your rewards card this October for a chance to win. Wouldn't you like to rake in a huge pile of cash? Bird Bash, only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. More info at pottawatomie.com/birdbash. Must be 21 years old to play.
Quarterback Jordan Love isn't just on the Packers. he's also on the American Family Insurance team. Because like us, he believes in dreaming fearlessly.
Just chase your dreams and don't let nobody hold you back.
And we help protect those dreams with the right coverage so you can
dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Whether you're cleaning up to host a backyard game day party or just powering through your fall projects, you can count on the performance of Steel. From blowers to chainsaws, Steel tools are built to go the distance. With legendary quality and real dealer support, you'll find the right tool and the right team for every job. Steel, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Big Ten football returns to Madison this fall. The Wisconsin Badgers battle Iowa, Ohio State, Washington, and others to defend Camp Randall this season. From the grind of every snap to the roar of jump around, Badgers leave it all on the field. Be a part of all the tradition Wisconsin football has to offer. Single game tickets are available now at uwbadgers.com or by calling 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Together, we're Wisconsin like that.
The Cardinal in white play here.
More fullback low for the Wisconsin Badgers, and the lead is back to 20.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger fans, whether you're tailgating with friends or tackling your toughest jobs, Chevy Silverado is ready, steady, and strong, offering four powerful engine choices, impressive towing capability, and loads of advanced tech to help you conquer what's next. Year after year and mile after mile, Silverado is built for the long haul and trusted by those who know what real dependability means. Visit BadgerlandChevy.com or see your Badgerland Chevy dealer, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
It's time to select the energizing performance of the game, brought to you by Alliant Energy. And the Badgers started out as energized as maybe they've been all season, definitely in Big Ten play. 12 plays, 75 yards, 9 of those on the ground. Dylan Jones getting a majority of the work. Chris Brooks, a 12-yard gain on a 3rd-and-1, continuing to move the ball down the field. Lance Mason got into the mix. Vinny Anthony for a chunk play as well. And the Badgers ultimately end with a 5-yard touchdown run from Dylan Jones at 8:10 left in the first quarter. And the Badgers lead 7-0 in the Big House, albeit then, you know, 5 plays, 75 yards, and it was even up at 7. But energizing this team and energizing the locker room, you had to be able to put something together offensively, Lance. And that first drive was our energizing performance of the game, brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you.
I was happy to see Dylan Jones get in the end zone. Reason being, Billy, is, you know, we aren't overly critical as far as, you know, like, these are young men. They're not professionals.
Sure,
but yeah, they're not high schoolers. So, you know, I'm always a little hesitant to name specific names. You talk in general about, you know, the running game, this or this needs to be better, whatever. But Dylan Jones, you know, we said it that he had, you know, all the promise that he has, 4-star, all this stuff, that he hadn't, like, maybe grabbed the position, or they were still searching for something, or however you want to say it. Today, they were clear. It was Dylan Jones is our guy. We're going to feed him early. And then to get in the end zone and to capitalize on what was a very good drive to start off, I thought was a huge confidence boost for him, for the team, for the offensive line, at least to start. What they did with it beyond that, unfortunately, wasn't as good, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But he had, what, 8 carries in that first drive?
Yeah,
I believe 8 carries. So I thought that was a good way to establish an identity, establish him as your lead back, and to maybe hang your hat on something. It's just unfortunate that after that, it didn't go as well.
Yeah, and again, there's there can be some positives in, albeit a bad result. This is not what you play in the Big Ten for. It's not why you showed up. You didn't show up just to keep the game close. No one plays for that, especially at this level. But in a season where you are trying to do some building and you're trying to put some stuff back together, get a positive result right away is good. And that was one where I think Jeff Grimes is going to be able to go into the offensive meetings this week and say, this is what we can be about.
Right.
This is what now the joke in football offices, Lance, will always be, fellas, now you messed up because now you set the standard. Now we know that we can do this. So we need to hold ourselves to this a little bit more often. And in a month of we started with this, and I think it's been so prevalent in every conversation you have about Badgers
That's
football.
A big word.
Well, you were at my alma mater here today. I had to show up for the folks there. But you see, every conversation was about October.
Yeah.
I thought you don't play the game to lose by 14 and be happy about it.
No.
But there's a group and a larger group than I think the Badgers are proud of, and that, you know, we enjoy, that thought this game might get out of hand. And it was far from that. It was a game into the fourth quarter, albeit you have chances to make it
that's
a victory, and that's the frustrating
part. That's my frustration, Billy, is for those that thought it was going to get out of hand, they look at the score, or they didn't pay attention as much, or they're more preoccupied with what the Brewers are doing or the beautiful 85-degree weather outside, whatever
Amen.
They're doing.
Yeah.
You know, they look at it and they go, well, the unfortunate part about this is they had chances to make it even closer, and yeah, you don't necessarily play for moral victories, but to a degree, it was, because they kept it close. They just didn't do enough with the opportunities they had. We mentioned the drives of, what, six plays or less in the first half after you had that tremendous 12-play drive. Like, you had five more drives that you just basically couldn't get out of your own way.
Six plays, the third longest drive for the Badgers here
and
today.
That was
13 play,
drive.
53 yards for the field goal to end it. And then, the follow-up in the first quarter.
Yeah, it just, you need more than that. It was, okay, so you game-planned something really good out of the box. You executed it well. But then it seemed like Michigan made the adjustments, and that was pretty much it. And you can't leave it all up. I thought the defense overall played pretty well. Yes, you made guys make, and you mentioned it before, you made guys make spectacular plays, one which was actually ruled the other way and overturned. But you made guys make spectacular plays with their talent, with their ability level. But you didn't do enough to turn the ball over. You didn't do enough to flip the field, whatever. But eventually the defense is going to wear down because your offense just can't sustain.
No, and the time of possession in the first half, I believe the Badgers were in favor 19-11. You look at the end of the game, 31-29. Like that's where you talk about
that
it. You just run out of gas late, and that's how ultimately, if you just look at the box score, you're going to be frustrated because the Badgers almost get outgained in a double-up fashion, a 445-252. But it was a different feeling to the game than that, albeit the final score. To your point, Lance, and that is the frustrating part, it's a validator for the ones that just want to check the box of being angry and frustrated, right? And pessimistic, because it can be, well, you still lose by two touchdowns. But you hold them to 5 of 13 on gotta have it third and fourth down. There were really good moments here, and especially defensively.
Yes.
But you saw some strides. It just got to be more on the offensive side, and I think there will be better days, and next week is a great one. I think this is one where you can look into, and we'll look a lot into next week on the other side of a quick timeout, but you think of homecoming week, you think of the Iowa Hawkeyes. This is going to be a big week for the program, and one in which when you're trying to start taking steps forward again, you got to beat your rivals, so you got to win those trophy games. You have an opportunity coming up next week.
That was the game that we both talked about. Like, if you want to do some look-ahead scoreboard schedule type stuff, and Billy, we tried to – it had been talked about ad nauseum, so we didn't bring it up nearly as much, because I think everybody looked at the schedule and looked at Michigan, Iowa, Ohio State, Oregon, and they were like, oh, my word, how are they going to – so we tried to – obviously, that had been done to death. We weren't going to talk about it too much or whatever. But this was the game that you said, okay – look what they did to you last year. They, like you said, they embarrassed you. They literally lined up mano a mano and just said, you cannot stop us. We're going to just shove it down your throat, and there's nothing you can do about it.
And they had their linebacker taunting you after the game and laughing.
So this is a game that you point to and go, okay, to defend your honor, your home turf, your whatever, this is a game that maybe, who knows how the rest of the season plays out. There's a lot of teams that have a lot of talent that, you know, it doesn't look great. But this is a game where you should put everything into it to try to win that game and you know, defend your honor, so to speak.
Talk a lot more about the Iowa Hawkeyes and next week, 6 o'clock kick at the camp on the other side. After the Badgers fall here today at the Big House, 24-10, more of our local Wisconsin Ford dealers postgame is coming up. This is Badger football from Learfield.
With corn rootworm costing farmers up to $1 billion a year, you need the right strategy. Introducing Durastack Trait Technology, featuring three powerful modes of action to strike corn rootworm at full force, outsmart, outmaneuver, and outmatch their every move with the industry's first triple BT protein stack built for corn rootworm control. Take back your yield potential. Make your move at Durastack.com. Available for the 2027 season.
It's Ford Truck Month in the state of Wisconsin, where we tailgate in sub-zero temps, spend our Friday nights at the old fish fry, and rely on the number one truck brand in Wisconsin to make it happen. Only in Wisconsin, only in a Ford. Time to save big on the trucks that are made for our state. Truck Month starts now. Based on S&P Global Mobility Retail U.S. new vehicle registrations for the truck vehicle type CYTD December 2024.
JJ and TJ.
Picked off by TJ, what?
Russ and Barry.
Hello, Russell Wilson.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I'm Chris Jakimic. I served in the United States Air Force, and I deployed 3 times. Being a veteran, it's interwoven into your DNA, is really the absence of the connection and the purpose that can really drive a lot of veterans to some negative thoughts. For those who are in a suicidal crisis, the window of time to save somebody's life is very short. Our duty is to protect ourselves and protect our families. And one way you can do that is store your weapons safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Badgers fall today to the Michigan Wolverines 24-10 at the Big House. Michigan Stadium was rocking 111,000 strong. And a game in which, you know, again, we've talked about this a number of different times, and we're going to get into the Iowa matchup, who are on a bye this week with their new quarterback, Mark Gronowski, one of the all-time winningest quarterback in Division I college football history, if you include the FCS variety of those victories at South Dakota State as the starting quarterback for the Hawkeyes. But in a game that, Lance, you know, these TV networks just run the show.
Yeah, that's
no
right.
No one cares about radio
anymore.
Throw
TV under the bus.
Well, I'm not going to talk about your beautiful three-letter station, but the other one, this FOX, thought this was going to be a big homecoming and victory lap for their new shiny toy, Dave Portnoy, on the broadcast. And early on, it was not that. Even though the stands and the maze and the blue looked beautiful, The Badgers had that play sleepy for a while. Patrick Herb talked about it during halftime. They go through that big old tunnel right at midfield, and a lot of time there's back and forth. There's John going around. Seemed quiet, seemed library-like fashion. That's one where you could capitalize because it felt like it was right for the take in there.
Absolutely. No, that's the unfortunate thing, is it just seemed like it was there, and you came out in the second half and did pretty much the same thing you did minus the first drive of the first half, just not capitalize on it. I think you said, what, the six-play drive was the third longest drive of the game. I mean, yeah, you got to have more sustained drives than that. It shows dominance. It shows your ability to move the chains. It shows your ability to function on third downs, and that's been a frequent problem for the Badgers this year, is on third downs, the money down. They just, more often than not, can't get it done.
Let's talk about the Hawkeyes a little bit. That's going to be the next time that we talk to you after a 6 o'clock kick at Camp Randall. 3-2 Iowa, 1-1 in Big Ten play. The joke of Iowa loving punts more than touchdowns might be a little bit different this year after watching their previous two games in the Big Ten. A 20-15 result where they gave top 15 ranked Indiana all they could handle, and then some at Kinnick.
Yep.
A week ago, they had a shootout in Piscataway against Rutgers, 38-28. They put up 47, albeit against UMass, but you know, they're still licking their wounds from losing the Cy-Hawk trophy. This is a little bit more maybe explosive Iowa team, albeit they still have an identity. They know exactly how they want to play, and they're very okay getting into a 16-12 slobber knocker with you next week.
Are you calling it the high-flying Kirk Ferentz offense? You know, come on. You know, he is now the all-time winningest Big Ten coach, surpassing Woody Hayes.
But yeah,
I don't think they're ever going to be confused with the Iowa Barnstormers or anybody that running up and down the field. You know what I'm saying, Billy?
No, but kidding.
Yeah, it is amazing how the punter oftentimes gets cheered at Iowa games for flipping the field and things like that. But yeah, I mean 3-2, they are what they are, but I think we spelled it out quite well and quite honestly, is this is a team that embarrassed you last year. Mm-hmm. It is a rival. And I think you want to make amends for that, especially defending your own turf. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And yes, they're coming off a bye, so that makes them a little more fresh. And we saw what happened with the Badgers in that aspect, that they came out of the blocks really, really well off a bye. And I think it helps you not only physically but mentally to do something like that. So you got to be prepared for that first wave of energy, in my opinion, because I think Iowa will have a good wave of energy coming out of that game, you know, or coming into that game.
They'll be well rested. They'll be very, very much ready to go, and their game plan will be locked in. I mentioned Gronowski, and he's just an interesting case study. Guy that won multiple national championships with the Jackrabbits of South Dakota State and the FCS. He gets an opportunity in his last year of college football to go and, you know, but capitalize financially, but also go play in the Big Ten and go play for a program that's been waiting for a quarterback for a while. He's a older guy. He's from Naperville, Illinois. He's familiar with the area.
Almost Iowa. I mean, it's literally just across,
right there,
and right across the border. It's not that far away.
And you look at his numbers, Lance. You know, 3 touchdowns, 2 picks, and a quarter QBR on the ESPN site of a 46.5. That's not going to excite you. But he's got 7 rushing touchdowns in 5 games, 3 of them against Rutgers, and he can be a force with his legs. So it is one game where you're going to have to account for all 11 on defense.
No doubt about it. The linebackers are going to have to be active once again, as they've been for most of the year. And dare I say, I'll put my reputation and my neck on the line, Billy. I said earlier this year that I thought the defense was going to win them a game that most people thought they would not win or not have a chance to win. This is that game. If you can get Iowa into a slobber knocker, if you can get Iowa into a bare knuckle fist fight, if you can somehow win the 13-10 game, I think that would be a big boost, huge boost for this team. And that's possible. It could be that type of game. So hopefully the offense can sustain at least some drives and they can establish the run on the ground with Dylan Jones and then let the defense be fresh enough to polish off a victory. You would hope that would be the case to defend your honor.
Amen. There's an opportunity for it, and you can go and battle for a beautiful, beautiful trophy.
Yeah.
It's a steer. Now it's not yeah. the hog that I once thought it was
Song
for the Heartland Trophy.
Yeah.
You got to go and get that Heartland Trophy. And also excited to hear how the manager's game goes as well on Friday night, because that's always a fun one.
Yeah.
Get that toolbox.
Get that toolbox.
Win both of them. Get them back in the football facility and feel good going into another home game. Two straight weeks at the camp. Going to be exciting, man. We're going to be talking a lot more about it.
Love it.
And we'll talk a lot more still about this game. We're not done here on the postgame side. Locally, we'll keep discussing this 24-10 result at the Big House on 97.3 The Game in Milwaukee and 13-10 WIBA in Madison. Local postgame continues with myself, Bill Schmidt, and Lance Allen right here, 97.3 The Game in Milwaukee, or on the iHeartRadio app. Go and punch one of them bad boys in. You got to hit it as a preset, so it's always available right on the homepage, and you can... We can continue talking some Badgers football as we wait for the final result at American Family Field. The results right there are good so far. For Lance Allen, I'm Bill Schmidt. One final time, Badgers fall here today, 24-10 against the Michigan Wolverines. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield, under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. General Manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. Alongside Lance Allen, this is Bill Schmidt. Hoping you'll join us next week, Saturday, October 11th, 4 p.m. Mike Heller starts up the pregame coverage. Matt and Mark take it at 5, kickoff at 6 as the Badgers take on the Iowa Hawkeyes. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger football has been brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by Favic Cat, your Caterpillar dealer throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
7-5 Civic, or you can send them in to the email address askmaggie@civicmedia.us. I also want to take a moment to remind everyone that we also have a dedicated email address that we've put together so that you can tell us how the big, brutal bill is impacting you and your family. How is the shutdown impacting you and your family? Tell us what's going on for you, small business owner, for your kids' education, for your access to healthcare. We want to hear about it. That dedicated email address is wematter@civicmedia.us. And if you prefer to leave us a voicemail message, that number is 855-755-0771. Again, 855-755-0771. With that, always happy to bring back onto the stage with me the metaphoric stage, my senior producer, Jamie Martinson. Happy Friday, Jamie.
Happy Friday. Look at us. We made it. We made it to the end of a week. That feels like the greatest accomplishment ever in the current times. Does it not?
These days, every Friday, I consider a finish line.
Exactly. It's the small goals, small things in life. Right? Yes, that's
right. Yeah, my coping strategies are some days it's to keep everything micro and just tick off the list. Some days it's like, don't pay attention to the micro, just look macro, big picture, this too shall pass type of thing. But it's Friday.
It's Friday. We made it. So congratulations, everybody. If you are on your way home right now, getting ready for a fun-filled weekend, we are all together in all of this. So that's the most important thing. We do have some really great listener questions, and we're going to keep it on the fun side today because, well, it's been a week. So Cal, before we get to those questions, of course, our favorite part, which is our intro to Ask Maggie.
It's time to get your questions answered, Wisconsin style. Welcome to Ask Maggie, a rapid-fire round from politics to pop culture. So buckle up, Buttercup. It's Ask Maggie, and we're about to take your questions at lightning speed.
Well, you know, we always preface this after that by saying it's not exactly lightning speed around here, but it's some sort of speed.
There's a good faith attempt for me to answer within the time allotted, but it is sometimes it's just not possible.
It's fine. We're going to start out with one of your favorite subjects ever, because I know you are getting ready for some playoff baseball. So we're going to start with the Brewers. Mike from Park Falls wants to know this.
Hey, Mike.
Even though we hope that this Brewer season continues for quite some time, what does Maggie Don do once the Brewers are done playing? We'll give you 60 seconds for this one, Cal, whenever you're ready.
Well, since we've never pulled down a World Series and we have been very challenged in the playoffs in my especially adult lifetime, usually there is a mourning period where I and my friends, I have a bunch of baseball fanatic friends. We legit will get together over a few adult beverages and talk about the baseball season and the highlights, our favorite parts, and what we think was inevitably the unfair treatment of our beloved Milwaukee Brewers, because I will never get over the blown strike call in the World Series Finals that I think took a world championship away from the Brewers. So there's a lot of reminiscing, a little bit of adult beverages, and just an overall recap. And then I quickly move on to hopefully a winning Packers season. But it's very hard for me. Obviously, the Packers, they're 3 games into the season, mm-hmm. but I have a very difficult time getting fully invested in football until right. the Brewers season is over. Yes. So I am very much still in a baseball state of mind right now.
Yes. And I know quite a few people like that. Even my own 21-year-old is very much like that. Like he'll sit down and he'll watch the Packers game, right? Or the three that we've had so far. And by the way, thank goodness they have a bye this week. Let's yes. be honest. But at any rate, you know, if they're going to, you know, the Brewers are going to compete against any sort of Packers schedule, well, he's probably going to be watching some baseball at least.
It just means your
being.
Son has just incredibly good taste, Jamie. Is this Max or Dex?
Yes, this is Max. This is Max. And he loves sports all the way around. So it doesn't really matter. He's going to be at some point in his life, you know, just graduated from college kind of thing. At some point mm-hmm. in his life, he's going to be like one of those 9 screen people. Right. Oh, so he can have a different sporting event on at all times. That's going to be, you know, when mom and dad aren't still supporting him and he yes. has a real job, then
disposable income is key right. for the multiple that's screens.
Right. That's right. So I totally envision it at some point. But we're Packers people in our house, love the Brewers as well. I got to tell you, the only reason I became a Packers fan is actually because of Max. Max is on the Aww. On the spectrum, right? And mm-hmm. when he was 3-4 years old, that was his world, talking about Aww. Football. And if you wanted to talk to the kid, you had to know something about football, which I did not. So I had to learn in a crash course.
Immersion.
And, right? And so then those were things that we could talk about, and I could get him to have real conversations until he went through the proper therapies and all that. Now he's awesome, and now he's one of the best people I know. Of course I'm going to say that because I'm biased, but
Max, if he ever wants to talk or text about baseball shop, I am always available.
He's down. In fact, he's a prop bettor. So I was having dinner with him the other night and he was placing all of his bets and he's like, I really hope the Padres beat the Cubs. Sorry, Cubs fans. He's like,
Do not ever apologize to a Cubs fan.
Padres have worse pitching, according to Max. So he'd rather see them in the playoffs than he would the Cubs.
I made that call last week before the wild card series started. And folks, some of you gripe when I talk about baseball.
You don't want to talk about baseball, politics all the time.
But we need this relief. And I'll just say this about this baseball season. This is Maggie's nerdy facts floating around in my head. The Brewers ended the season with a just under 600 record. Okay. Mm-hmm. Literally 599. The last time in Major League Baseball history that not a single team put up a record of 600 or better was in 1930. Okay. So nearly 100 years ago.
That's incredible.
This tells you how competitive this baseball season was, how competitive mm-hmm. these teams are. And I think that's extraordinary given the incredible disparities in mm-hmm. payroll. Milwaukee is one of the smallest payroll teams, yet we had the best record in baseball. Another testament to that is we had 8 teams in the wild card series. The Padres just took out the Cubs, right? But all of the other six teams went to three games in their wild card series. Again, I think speaking to the competitiveness of the league this year, which if you're a sports fan, that's just enjoyable because it's good sports.
It's fun. Yes. It's fun. It's super fun. And let's be realistic. No matter what your favorite sport is in this state, we're covered and we've got some incredible teams. And the fact that we get to hang our hat on the fact that we have some of the smallest franchises competing against some of these major cities, that's pretty cool stuff. And it speaks volumes to the fandom and the dedication of Wisconsinites in throughout this state and then throughout the country, too,
who support from afar. I've lived all over this country and a bit abroad. And I will tell you something. Everywhere that I ever went, there was respect for Wisconsin sports fans. Mm-hmm. Almost reverentially, like we show up for our teams, we show up for our college teams, we love our major league teams. It is known to be such a great place for sports fandom. My 80 plus year old mom, she will sit and watch the Packers games and the Brewers games right alongside my dad and I. Yes, it is.
It's always a good time. It's always a good time. Now, I'm going to ask you this question before we run out of time, because I really want to know your answer to this one. This comes to us from Lynn from Oconomowoc. I know besides being a Brewers fan, you're also a huge music fan. You love to go to shows. You love to listen to music. You play instruments as well. Yes. I need a pee stopper on my microphone. Got to put that on my to-do list. I heard it in my own headphones there. So my question, or Lynn's question, I should say, is, Maggie, who is the person that you never got to see in concert that you wish you would have gotten a chance to see? So we'll give her 60 seconds for this one, Cal, whenever you're ready.
Wow.
It's a deep one.
That is deep. I would have loved to have seen like Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin. I would have loved to have seen Amy Winehouse, like these people that passed so very young and that had left such an indelible mark. I mean, how about the Beatles? I mean, these are just landmark acts. I've seen the Stones. Pink Floyd. Okay, I would have loved to have seen Pink Floyd. I would have loved to have seen the Grateful Dead before Jerry passed. And I rue the day because I had a really, really good friend in grade school that was a huge Deadhead. And she was going to take me. And I was like, I don't know if I can get enough babysitting money together to go. Big mistake. Huge mistake. So those are a few of them. You can hear what I was raised on, which was a lot of that classic rock from back in the day.
Same thing I was raised on. And I have to say, when I saw this one come in, I thought about it. I think one of the most iconic acts that I never got a chance to see would have been Prince. Right?
Because
Prince was
amazing.
Absolutely amazing. And I'm going to put a little plug in there. We lived in Minneapolis for a while. And so we spent a good amount of time taking the tours at Paisley Park. If you're a music fan and you've never had the opportunity to do that, put it on your bucket list because whether you loved Prince's music or not, you actually get to go into the studio where he recorded not only his music, but music for other artists. And if you love music, there is just this feeling that comes over you when you're standing there and you can imagine him standing behind the glass wall, orchestrating it all, hearing the different sounds, because if you've watched those documentaries on him, you know that's how he operated. And it is just that part of it alone is worth the price of admission, telling you. It's awesome.
You saying those things make me think of like Miles Davis, Nina Simone. And I just heard on NPR, there is a new album of never before heard Patsy Cline live recordings.
Oh, interesting.
And I grew up, my mom, big Patsy Cline fan, and all of those signature songs are as well as that whole classic rock genre, very much kind of the soundtrack of my youth. But there's, you know, again, I love jazz as well. I could go on and on and on. I've been fortunate. You know, you mentioned I go to a lot of live music kind of all over the spectrum. And basically there's not like a live show that you could invite me to that would be like, oh, I'm not. I'll go to almost anything because it's always good.
Yeah, Absolutely. Totally agree. So that was a great question. Thank you so much, Lynn. We appreciate it.
Yeah, Lynn and Oconomowoc, we need that relief. A little, you know, arts and sports and leisure, like a Trivial Pursuit board, you know? There's a little arts and leisure, a little sports, little history, little geography. We get it all in here on the Maggie Dawn Show. Get your questions in for next week. Email askmaggie@civicmedia.us or text them in 855-752-4842. When we come back, it's what's good local and overlooked here in Wisconsin with our good friend Terry Barr. So keep it locked. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigrations and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Heather Williams, she's president of the Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee.
We have our spotlight races. We share them on our website. You can head to dlcc.org. And they are excellent places for people who want to get involved. And frankly, who know that we are not going to win this election on vibes. Like, we have to get out and do the work. And we must communicate with our neighbors, with our community. We must show up for people. Not only do they deserve it, but they expect it.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Actor, writer, and my son, Joe Schwabba. Do you have a favorite one-hit wonder song, Joe?
I don't know. That's not great radio.
30
I'm
seconds.
Giving you right now.
But, what about, what does the Fox say? We grew up kind of in the same era, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what is the Fox say? Or Gundam Style?
Oh, those are terrible.
That's
songs.
Another one? Oh, whatever.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Someone to tell us something good? I think we do. And we've got just this segment for you. It is probably my favorite segment of the week to close it out on Friday afternoon. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. And of course, it is Civic Media's multi-state Go for the Green and Gold text to win contest. You got to get our app. You're going to text in this word before this clock strikes 6 p.m. today. Your last shot at it. When you text in the word that I'm about to give you, you'll be entered to win one of two possible daily prizes, $200 in cold hard cash or gold jewelry. And you'll be entered to win our grand prize, two tickets to watch Green Bay play Minnesota on November 23rd. That's a noon game. Those are indoor club level tickets because, baby, it's cold outside. Plus a gas card to get you there and back. A total value of over $1,500. And the word to be entered to win right now, text it right now. Go get that app for free and text this word in pay, P-A-Y, as in it's Friday. It is payday. The word is P-A-Y. Good luck to one and all. And now to introduce my very, very beloved colleague here at Civic Media to tell us something good. It's Terry Barr with What's Good Local and Overlooked in Wisconsin. Welcome, Terry.
Oh, hi, Maggie, and hi to all the listeners and the viewers on the stream. Happy Friday.
Thankfully.
Every week is a challenge, isn't it?
Jamie and I were just talking about that. It's like once you get to Friday, oh, thank God we made it through another week.
I know. I feel this. And that is why I so look forward to this Tell Me Something Good segment with you.
Yes.
It's so fun for me to research, too, to find something good to bring to everyone.
And we appreciate it.
Funny, Maggie. I found something that is actually called Too Good to Go. So how's that for all kind of bringing it together?
I love it.
Okay. So there is a startup, and those involved in the startup decided, you know what? Too much of our food is wasted, thrown in the garbage, ends up in the landfill. And then that, of course, creates problems in the environment. So this startup company created an app. And I talked to the woman who is the associate director of operations. Her name is Allie Denberg. And she explains to me what this app is all about.
Our app connects food businesses with consumers who buy their surplus food for a fraction of the original retail price. So businesses can recoup revenue from food that would otherwise be thrown out. Consumers can eat great food for a half or less of the retail price, and everyone can contribute to lowering greenhouse gas emissions from food waste.
It sounds so simple, but is it? And why have we needed something like this? Because obviously we haven't been doing well when it comes to food waste.
Absolutely. And we do think it's simple, and we really see it as a win-win-win, where it's a win for customers, for businesses, and for the environment.
So, Maggie, here's the big number that really caught my attention and why I'm so interested in this, both professionally and personally. 38% of all the food produced ends up in a landfill. You know, if you drive around Wisconsin, you see landfills. So this is being now started, this app, as a startup, is being rolled out across Madison and Milwaukee. Businesses are adding themselves to this app on almost a constant basis because we're talking grocery stores and restaurants. They're seeing the advantage of keeping stuff out of the landfill, but turning around and selling it to people like us who want this food, but we get to pay a lot less for it. And again, we're the ones that I feel like hopefully will be winning and keeping the stuff out of the landfill. The app is free. It's Too Good to Go. And you'll find on there, you just simply match with these businesses that get your attention, whether it's a local restaurant, a grocery store. They've added some convenience stores across both Milwaukee and Madison. And the hope is that as this continues, they're going to roll it out to more cities across the state.
That's just amazing. This is one of the things that we're so bad at the United States is food waste. And we could be doing so much more. And I've had restaurant owners and chefs on the show before, and I know a number of them in and around the Milwaukee area have been working to do just that, develop relationships with food banks and food pantries that distribute the food to folks in need.
Right.
And, you know, since Republicans don't want kids getting school lunches for free, since they've gutted the food stamp program, emergency food assistance in the big brutal bill, there is no time like right now for this kind of a program. Absolutely critically important.
Well, and Allie said they're finding moms and dads are actually connecting with grocery stores, and you kind of get a surprise bag. And she said it's like $5 to $12, but you're getting food that otherwise would cost up to $40. And what they're hearing from some of the people that experimented with this, they're making their kids lunches.
I love this. Yeah. Terry Barr, thank you so much. Have a beautiful, wonderful weekend, my friend.
You too, my dear.
Thank you for always bringing us something good, local, and overlooked here in the state of Wisconsin. That's going to do it for me for this Friday. Have a wonderful, safe weekend to each and every one of you. And happy wedding to my dear friend Marcelia and her soon husband to be Renwick. I love you both. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it's always better when we stand together.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The South Carolina State University campus in Orangeburg was on lockdown following a shooting, said the school website shortly before midnight. The Saturday night homecoming concert was canceled. The story is still developing. After Saturday's federal judge decision to temporarily block President Trump's plan to send the Oregon National Guard into Portland, praise for the action from Oregon Attorney General Dan Rayfield, who said of the Trump plan,
"It's an incredibly dangerous precedent to set in America."
The judge saying Mr. Trump calling Portland war ravaged isn't supported by the facts. An immigration police march was held in Portland Saturday. Later, Mayor Keith Wilson called on citizens to cool things down, stay away from federal immigration buildings. A U.S. delegation is expected at talks in Egypt after Hamas said they accept some, but not all, of the Trump peace deal for Gaza. Israel stopping the bombing of Gaza. This is ABC News.